Hi, I'm Patricia Stallworth, the author of Minding Your Money with today's Money Minute. Do you know where you are? That is, where you are on your journey to prosperity. One of the best ways to keep track of where you are is to prepare a net worth statement. Your net worth is essentially a snapshot of your general financial condition at any given point in time. As you increase your net worth, your overall wealth base increases as well, so it's a good idea to set goals to increase your net worth each year. Your net worth consists of everything you own minus everything you owe. To calculate your net worth, add up everything you own and subtract everything you owe. The result is your net worth. Examples of things you own include cash on hand, like checking accounts, savings, certificates of deposit, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, your house, your car, the cash in your life insurance policies, retirement plans, annuities, real estate, and business interests, household furnishings, antiques, jewelries, coin, and artwork. In other words, anything of value that you own that could be sold. When estimating the value of your assets, write down what you think you could reasonably sell them for today or the fair market value. Liabilities include outstanding loans, student loans, auto loans, mortgages, credit cards, unpaid bills, and taxes you owe. If you have more assets than liabilities, you have a positive net worth, and that's a good thing. It means you have a good base to start with. If, on the other hand, your liabilities are greater than your assets, you have a negative net worth. And while that's not a good thing, it's important to know so that you can determine areas you need to work on to grow your net worth and your wealth. Increase your net worth by increasing your savings, increasing the return on your investments, decreasing your debt, or a combination of these. So look for ways to incorporate these strategies into your overall financial plan. Remember, conducting a net worth analysis each year not only points out where you are, but it gives you a consistent way to track your wealth as it grows. And that's the minute for today. You know I love helping people with all aspects of their financial lives. If you have a question, send it to me at info@mindingyourmoneyminute.com. Thanks for listening. And as always, remember that minding your money really is the path to a richer life. I'm Patricia Stallworth for the Minding Your Money Minute. For more information, visit mindingyourmoneyminute.com.